So what does Luther expect? Well, this is what he tells us we should expect to read when we read the Gospels. He wrote a little text in 1522. Now, this was an important moment in Luther's life. If we remember our timeline here, it was in 1521, in April, in fact, of 1521, that Luther appeared before the Diet at Worms, and it is there that he made his famous "Here I Stand" moment and his "Here I Stand" declaration, thundering that his conscience is captive to the Word of God. He can do no other. God help me. Here I stand. Amen. It was in the aftermath of that that Luther went to the castle, the Wartburg Castle, overlooking the town of Eisenach. And there, in what is truly a modest study, Luther wrote three texts. One of them was very significant. It was a translation. It was a translation of the Greek New Testament into German. It's a remarkable feat when you stop and think about that Luther was able to do that in such a short amount of time. It shows us that not only was Luther bold, but he was quite a scholar. The other thing that Luther wrote while he was there was a series of sermons. These are called the Church Postals or the Kirchenpostil. This was a series of sermons that expound upon the gospel and expound upon the main theme of the New Testament. You get the picture. If the Bible has been out of the reach of the church for so long, then preaching has also been out of reach of the church for so long. And so Luther was not only concerned about putting the Word of God in the hands of the people, and so he translated the New Testament, he also wanted them to understand what they were reading. So he wrote these sermons, not so much that these sermons would be preached and just taken verbatim and preached in pulpits, but that these sermons would model how the Word of God should be handled from the pulpit. And as a little forward to that, Luther wrote a third text. It was a very brief text. In fact, he works that word brief into the title. He called it a brief instruction on what to look for and expect in the Gospels. It serves not only as an introduction to these sermons, it also serves as an introduction to the New Testament itself. In it, what Luther does is starts off with saying, well, there's four Gospels, right? Well, wrong. That's the wrong way to approach this. You have to come at this as one Gospel. In fact, not only do you have to come at the four Gospels as telling the one story of the one Gospel, you have to look at the epistles as an exposition of this one Gospel. What you look for when you read the Bible is the Gospel. This is what Luther says. So you see that the Gospel is really not a book of laws and commandments which requires deeds of us, but a book of divine promises in which God promises, offers, and gives us all his possessions and benefits in Christ. At another point, Luther is going to say this about what the gospel is and what the essence of the Bible is. For at its briefest, the gospel is a discourse about Christ, that he is the Son of God and became a human being for us, that he died and was raised, and that he has been established as a Lord over all things. Luther says this is the sum of which Paul took away from his understanding of the four Gospels and the historical Jesus. And as Luther goes on to say, Paul takes this in hand and spins it out in his epistles. And then Luther also says, the gospel is a story about Christ, God's and David's son, who died and was raised and is established as Lord. This is the gospel in a nutshell. Just as there is no more than one Christ, so there is and may be no more than one gospel. Since Paul and Peter, too, teach nothing but Christ in the way we have just described, so their epistles can be nothing but the gospel. What do you look for and what do you expect? Well, you should look for and expect the gospel. That's Luther. And this is Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish this week, we've got a little bit of time, so here's a quote from Clement of Rome. By his majestic word, he established the universe, and by his word, he can bring it to an end. Who shall say to him, what have you done? Or who shall resist his mighty strength? He will do everything when he wants to and as he wants to, and not one of the things he has decreed will fail.